What it do, Shouties?
What's up, y'all?
What is going on?
What is up?
Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right, Shouty. Love, life, and
that's
laughter.
That's right. So this is my beautiful wife and the host of the Let's Make Out podcast, Gabrielle,
hey
aka
guys.
Gabe.
Hey, and this is my handsome husband, the other host of the Let's Make Out podcast, Chad, aka Bae.
What's up? What's up?
What's up? Speaking of, you guys, shout out to Gabe and Bae being trademarked. Hey, hey. We official in this piece,
yes.
Okay? So don't be trying to use
saying.
Gabe and Bae.
So Gabe Babe TV was already trademarked.
Yes, it's
but
been trademarked.
Gabe and Bae is trademarked. We officially own that trademark. That's amazing,
it.
Y'all.
That's amazing. So,
yeah, that's pretty crazy to think that we have two trademarks.
I know, right?
That's like us. You know what I'm saying?
I know, that's it's us.
Dope.
That's so crazy.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that. It's just nice to have it. Funny story, our lawyer called and was like, we need to get it together because there's somebody else that's trying to trademark something similar. Apparently, there's a DJ called Gabe the Babe. And he was trying to trademark his situation. But
we already had ours in first.
We already had ours.
So we had, you know, we had the.
Yeah. So sorry, DJ.
Yeah. So we weren't blocking you, but we already submitted ours.
So sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how it works. If something is similar to what you're trying to trademark, then.
Yeah.
Basically, people can't do it if it's too similar.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, little
so, yeah.
Fun fact there.
Fun fact, but we have some things that we're working on that
yeah.
You know, that are gonna require that trademark. So
yeah,
that's
yeah. So we wanted to make sure we got that
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
So without further ado, why don't you go ahead and cue the music?
I'll see if I can do it. Let's see if we get y'all ready. Here we go.
You.
I did it with the volume.
Look at you. You had to fade out and everything.
I faded out with the volume button, y'all. Y'all see that?
He's so proud of himself. Woo. And let me tell you, I'm mad because I really enjoyed laughing at you every week trying to figure it out. So now I'm really sad.
This is your fault.
It is my fault because I'm the one that wanted us to upgrade this situation. We will upgrade the background. If you are watching this, if you're listening and you don't even know that you can watch us, you guys, you can actually watch this podcast on YouTube. You just go to Let's Make Out podcast on YouTube and you can watch these episodes. You can listen to it, then you can go back and watch it, vice versa, whatever. But we appreciate that you guys are here. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that you could watch us.
Absolutely.
And
also, just to mention, you can watch us on our main YouTube channel, Gabe Babe TV.
Yes.
And then also the Gabe Fix, which is all things Gabrielle.
All things Gabe.
And family.
Yeah. No, but, don't be over there like that.
Yeah, but being a mom.
Yeah. So, what I was saying was soon we will upgrade the background. So I'm tired of looking at our bed in the background. We have a whole spare bedroom that we took the bed out of with the plan to make it a studio space, but that hasn't quite happened
yet.
So
we're gonna make that happen.
I gotta put
y'all.
My decorator's hat on and just try to figure it out. The problem is that our master bedroom has the best lighting because of the windows in here. There's only like one small window in the spare room.
It doesn't get good lighting
there. We got to try to figure that out. Of course, there are ring lights and such. And,
so it'll be a lot of fake light.
It'll probably be a lot of artificial light. So we got to figure that out. But I just want it to be pretty. I want the background to be pretty. You guys that are watching, do you even care what the background is? You probably don't, but I do.
We're going to get this. Yeah, we're going to get it. So
So that's the plan. Excuse me. I feel like I sound like I got a frog in my throat. Like I sound different.
A ribbit. First of all, disclaimer, we do not have the coronavirus. We praise God, and we continue to pray for everybody out there. Just everybody.
Do you feel like this coronavirus is being like, I'm trying to think objectively, and I'm like, are people, is it gone out of hand? Like, is it really as bad as they say it is, or is like the media hyping it up? Like, I've been like listening to doctors and like all of these, everybody has something to say about it. And it's just like, some people are saying it's no deadlier than pneumonia or the flu. So why is it so?
Well, what I would say, and I've been doing research too, right? You know, just as a, you know, just trying to make sure I do what I can for my family. You know what I'm saying? Like I think what I see it as is, it's, you know, obviously something that is, you know, that's, you know, not safe for you to catch. You know, you don't want to catch it, right? Just like you don't want to catch the flu. But the difference here with this, with the coronavirus, is that there are no vaccines.
Yeah.
And there also is not any technical cure for it. So that's why I think that what's happening is where people are, you know, the people that have unfortunately passed away, I believe, thought that they just had a common cold or a common flu, which they've been vaccinated for. And unfortunately, in some countries,
there's no vaccination for the cold.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but flu, like the common flu, right? They thought that, you know, but also in some countries, do we even know that the majority of people are getting vaccinated? Like, you know, are
they
does their government take care of them that, right? Or give them that opportunity? So I think that that's why some people have been passing away, is that it's gotten too far.
It's gotten too far.
And they've gotten really sick with pneumonia and you know, and then they're past that point of no return. Like, the doctors couldn't help them at that point, or they just didn't have good care where they live, right?
It's interesting. It's kind of scary, though. Like, I believe that we cover with the blood of Jesus, but just like, as I have this cough or whatever the situation is,
you think differently about
it. You think differently because it's like, it literally just came out of nowhere. But I mean, I don't have a fever or anything like that. It's just like, now I'm like scared to cough in public because folks are gonna be looking like, good, shawty. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it just makes you look at things differently. And because there have been so many deaths from it, you're like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So we have officially had like 3, 4, 5 cases now in Indy. It was just one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard yesterday that a YMCA had a case, and one of our school systems shut down because they had a case. So it's like, here we go.
Well, then that's the scary thing. That's why it's such a big disruptor and so scary, is because go back to your original thing. The media blows everything out of proportion because the media wants. They want airtime. They want coverage. They want you to watch them because they make more money, higher ratings. So let's start there with media. Like, that's just my opinion. Media doesn't really, you know, they don't like to share good things necessarily. They like to share the drama. But at the same time, you know, I do believe that the coverage is important. So I'm glad that they're covering this. I'm glad that they're covering this over covering, you know,
some other mess.
You know, or taking political sides, like, you know, half the news agencies do. And then they're just talking about one candidate versus another. So that stuff gets annoying. At least this is important. I don't know. It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, you know,
it is interesting.
It's one of those things where we just, you know, when I went to the Arnold Classic this past weekend, I just hand sanitized.
Man.
I mean, I was hanging out with people.
Have enough hand sanitizer,
I was giving everybody that I came in contact with that I was, you know, cool. Like, here's some hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
If they didn't want to take it, I'm like, I ain't shaking your hand.
Okay.
I literally told two people
that
I met and talked to. They went for a handshake. I'm like, I got some hand sanitizer. And one of them was like, no, I'm good. I just did. I'm like, well, I can't shake your hand then.
So did you really say that?
Do like an elbow
bump.
That's
hilarious.
No, man, because I didn't know this person.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't know me. So it's one of those things where just take
precautions.
You know, let's take some precautions.
Yeah.
Like, and here's my thing. It's just, because I think bigger about it. And, you know, for me, I've got a wife and kids, man. And God forbid. You know, one of my kids gets sick. You know, that's the scariest part for me.
That is the scariest part.
And that's where I have to pray the hardest.
At school, kids get sick so easily anyway.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's always somebody's germs. I'm like, Chad Jr., wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Don't put your hands in your mouth.
Hands. Don't put your hands in your mouth. Don't put your hands in your face. I was watching something, and the doctor was explaining that obviously it's a virus. So the virus needs us to make it travel. And he said the number one way to combat it is not wearing these masks. Everybody walking around with these masks on. It's not touching your face. And he's like, that's how it can easily get in. You're touching your face or your mouth or your nose, and then it's in there.
Yeah.
Because you, you know, don't have
you put it into a crevice. You put it into an opening into your body. Yeah,
so it's just like I've been using more hand sanitizer than I ever have.
Yeah, me too.
In life, like these past couple weeks, I've just been dousing myself in hand sanitizer and making sure that I'm washing my hands just to be on the safe side. I'm like headed to a conference this weekend and we already got an email like, don't be hugging each other. Don't be like, to be precautious, basically.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, it's a mass amount of people coming from different places and you just can't be too safe.
No, you can't. And that's the thing. And I think that, you know, anybody that doesn't have an understanding, and like, to go back to that guy, like, he was like, no, you good, man. I get it, bro. I ain't trying to catch that stuff either. You know, so like, if you don't understand why somebody wants to be precautious at this moment in time, then. Well, then we don't need to have a conversation, like straight up. I mean, because look, you know, like I'm not trying to get sick, you know, and I don't want you to get sick, even if I don't know you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just it's better to be safe.
Crazy.
And we just pray about it. We cover our children and with, you know, with the blood of Jesus. We believe that they're good and us as well.
Crazy. But, let's see. So what else has been going on?
What else been going on? Let's see.
In the past week. Like Babe said, he went to the Arnold Classic, and that was good, right?
Man, that was cool. Y'all, obviously the Expo, if you follow anything about the actual Arnold Expo, got canceled because the governor of Ohio asked for it to be canceled because over 250,000 people from across the world come.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of opportunities for a virus to be spread. Yeah. So I totally get that. A bummer, but at the same time, I get it. I think it was a good decision. But Arnold and the other organizers fought for the athletes to still be able to compete because this is their livelihood.
Yeah.
And the finals were still open to people that had tickets. So my wife was amazing and she had bought my ticket for me. So I got to go to the finals. I got to go. I actually got to meet one of my favorite pros. I happened to be on the phone with Gabriel's mom and I looked up and I said, Mom, I gotta go. She's like, what's going on? I was like, one of my favorite pros is 5 feet from me. I'll call you back. I love you. Bye. And I went over and talked to him. That was dope. That was really cool.
Yeah.
It was great.
I'm glad that you went. So originally we were not all, but Babe and I were going to go together.
Yeah. And
I literally just didn't want to be gone three weekends in a row. Because last weekend we went to Great Wolf Lodge and then this weekend I'm going out of town to the conference. So I was like, I don't want to be gone 3 weekends in a row. Yeah. I don't want to have to source and try to get a babysitter to watch the kids. I'm just not that interested, really.
Yeah.
So he went back and forth. He wasn't going to go because he didn't want to go by himself. I literally had to make him. I bought the ticket and had to make him go. I was like, babe, you deserve this time.
Yeah,
go. So
really
then
sweet.
He calls me. This is how you know you got a good man, right? So he calls me on Friday. Was this Friday or was this Thursday?
Thursday.
This was Thursday.
The day before I was leaving.
The day before he was leaving because he was going to leave on Friday. And he was like, man, I just found out that they canceled the expo. And that was basically what he was going to do on Friday.
That was
the agenda for
Saturday
Friday.
The
and he
day,
was like,
yeah.
you know, I don't, I got it. Well, he, first thing he says, is I have a dilemma. So he's telling me this. And I'm like, so what is the dilemma? He was like, well, I don't want to go. And the expo is canceled. I feel bad going and there's nothing really for me to do. I was like, go have a break. Like, you do so much around here. I'm always ripping and running, going to somewhere. So Babe has the kids a lot. I'm like, you need a break. Take the time. Go and sit in the hotel all day. Like, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? So we have that conversation and I appreciate you even like telling me or even have
Absolutely.
Like I could tell he literally felt bad, like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I should do, like, and I was like, honey, another man probably would have went and wouldn't have even mentioned that the expo was canceled, like, yeah, honey,
I mean, I just
probably could have been like, yep, the expo was great, you
fire
know.
Don't worry about them saying this, it's canceled, because
okay.
It ain't canceled.
So I was just happy that babe is not like that, and he's, you know, completely open and honest about it. So I was just like, babe, just go. I am always gone, okay? You be with the kids a whole lot. You deserve a break. So
I appreciate that. I was like, do I, is it selfish if I go? If like, no, the expo, I like, I
absolutely
just,
not.
Yeah. So she, but I'm very, you know, I appreciate very much that she, yeah, was cool with me going. And it's one of those things in our relationship we've talked about before, is that we don't ask each other for permission. Mm-mm. We ask each other or consult with each other for, you know, consideration, you know, yeah, like for a confirmation that it's good for
that
each other.
Good.
You know, yeah,
yeah,
do
yeah.
this. Yeah, go ahead. You know, mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe it's not a good idea. Like, you know, we consult with each other. And I think that's what's important. It's not about asking permission. It's not mm-hmm. anybody that's in charge and one person's not. It's about teamwork, man. True
yeah.
teamwork.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, so it was fun. It was a lot of, it was a really, really good time. I'm glad I went, and yeah. I'm looking forward. I got to go to a place called Powerhouse Gym, which is like the
I guess legendary
like place. Arnold, you know, Arnold. Worked there. Arnold has a, you know, they
did
had
he talk like that. I'm Arnold.
Yeah, I got to hear Arnold Schwarzenegger speak. I was in the same room with Arnold, and that was cool. It was just cool, man. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time. Got to hang out with a friend that I had never hung out with, you know, yeah. like just somebody I connect with on Instagram, and
so, that's cool.
Yeah, so he was a good
dude.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah,
well,
so that was
good.
What
so
going.
Next year I'm gonna go with him.
Yeah, we're gonna go together for yeah. the expo because I think she would have a good time. Yeah, I always tell Gabrielle
what
that she needs to compete. Like,
it used to be a goal of mine.
Not the bikini ones, but like, I don't know what the other one's called. Like, I think fitness model. I think
fitness,
the fitness pros.
I think, yeah. I'm too thick to be bikini. I mean, I could probably get down, but I think the fitness
like
is where
I like
would
thickness,
thrive. I don't know. Fitness. My coach has competed multiple times. I may talk to her about it. It used to be a goal of mine. And then I was like, I love food too much to be restricted like that. I just don't know if I'd be able to take
but
it.
But fitness, though, you have the body, the shape. And the definition, like,
yeah,
you have it, like, to do, like, the fitness.
To do fitness,
you do,
yeah.
yeah. So if you really aim yourself, like, yeah.
Do you have anybody listening or watching that's done bikini or fitness?
Yeah, exactly.
How was your experience? Please share with me. I'd love to know.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, we're just rambling.
I'm
going to
do bikini one day, too, so that's my goal one day.
You do that, shot it.
Get these chesticles in a.
Throw that bikini on. In this bedroom, okay?
That's right, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, so we are just rambling, and I feel like this is the perfect indication of what this episode is going to be about.
It's Ramble City.
Just rambling, okay? Like, we've decided we're going to do multiple questions from these books, okay?
We got five of them. We
got
five.
Because if you go back to the original one, we have five of these shorties. So.
Mm-hmm.
We about to just pick some questions, yep. go through them, and then I think we have one or two Ask Gabe and Babes. So, yeah, I think this will be a little fun, lighthearted episode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You ready?
Cool. I'm ready. Oh, somebody asked if we could do an update of our thoughts on Love is Blind once we finish it. Y'all, we still have not finished it. Obviously, we all know what happens because it's all over social media. But we still haven't finished it.
We're gonna finish it.
Maybe by next week we will have finished it and we'll be able to tell you our full thoughts. But
that
I feel like
goal.
I could tell you them now because I already know everybody has been talking about it. But we'll talk about that next
week. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's like Bernie Sanders. That's what he does.
Does he do that?
Yes. He does it one hand sometimes.
Speaking
like,
of Bernie Sanders, actually, it's that kind of wasn't the best segue. But have y'all seen the Elizabeth Warren TikTok where she flipped the switch? When I tell you. I have watched that video a million times because it is the funniest thing.
That was your segue to get to Elizabeth Warren was
yes, because
Sanders.
She was another presidential candidate. So, I mean, I think that was
you're
that
so cute. I love you so much.
But it is the funniest thing, you guys. So I want to do that with Babe. Our goal is to
switch.
Do that today. Flip the switch because we did start a TikTok. Well, I started a TikTok. He just ended sometimes.
And I ate a TikTok.
I can't deal with you.
So
you can follow me on TikTok, Gabe Flowers 2. Somebody out here with Gabe Flowers. I'm still heated about it. I don't know who you are. But, yeah. So be on the lookout for them TikToks. Okay, question number one.
All right, which book?
Finally. Do we ask anything out of this one?
No.
Let's try this one.
Okay.
You pick a... It's 101. Are they numbered?
Yes. Yes. Oh, there's a lot more than 101.
There's like a I'm sorry, 1,001.
1,001.
Okay. So let's go for...
This is the complete book of questions, 1,001 conversations.
777.
Seven.
Lucky number seven.
All right. Is there like a certain...
You lost it?
No, I'm just trying to see. From the heart.
Oh, that's the category.
What do you want?
That's it?
That's the question.
Oh, gosh. What do I want? It's such a broad question.
Okay, I know that is.
What do I want? At this moment in time, I want to be debt free. I would probably say that is the biggest want that I have
okay.
right now is to be debt free.
Debt free.
And we're on our way.
We are on our way.
Paid off.
So I know she not about to jump into this like Beth, you see why she laughing? She's laughing in case you ain't watching right now.
Okay.
Because earlier
we talked about this. What are we gonna talk about on the podcast? And babe was like, well, we should, you know, do our debt free journey recap. And I was like, we haven't paid off enough. I want to wait until we pay off this one and then I'll come back and talk about it. I didn't know that the question was
y'all could
was
see my face right now.
Okay, so this is not going to turn into an update. We will come back and update after we pay off this next big thing. But we did recently pay off my Jeep.
That's right.
So we have two more big debts left and they're both student loans.
Yep.
So... After that, we can tackle the house if we want to pay the house off completely, if we will still be living in Indianapolis. We don't know yet. So
yeah,
we'll cross that bridge when we
but
get
yeah,
there.
But yeah, so we paid off the Jeep, like she said.
In my mind, I feel like being debt-free will just eliminate all of the stress that I have. Babe does not seem to feel like that's the case. But in my mind, I think that it just would. Just be a weight off of my shoulder.
I would say the reason I say that is that I know that that's something that's important to her and it's become important to me as well. Mm-hmm. But what I mean when I say that's not going to be like the cure all is that that Gabrielle is very goal driven. So it won't be money, but then it'll
be another goal.
Yeah, there'll be something else mm-hmm. that she ties onto. Like, if I just get this, mm-hmm. it's going to be... And that's not a bad thing, as long as she can control the emotional stress that she puts on
that
herself.
That attaches to it. Yeah, it's. I've had this conversation multiple times with my therapist, and she always says how I never enjoy getting... Like, it's always a next point. So it's like, oh, I'm at point A. Oh, I got to get some point B.
We paid the truck off, and she was like, B, yay. And like, that was it.
That was it. Then she's like, then you get to point B, and you're like, oh, now I got to get to C. She's like, you never really enjoy being at the point.
Celebrate the victories, the small victories along the way.
So I'm working on it.
No, she's doing a lot better. But I just want her to, that's why I say that, is because, you know, I'm hoping that she can acknowledge that mm-hmm. so that when we do get these debts paid off, which is going to be in a couple years or less, then she will go into her next goal with being like, you know, celebrating and truly being happy with the accomplishments that we've made in our debt-free journey. Because at that point, we would be debt-free in essence. You know, the house is not included in our debt snowball mm-hmm. That we're not included. We're including debts that we had or have now.
Right.
No, that's exciting. I could definitely, if you would have said something different, I'd been like, you know, if she would have been like, you know, sex 7 times a week, I'd be like, what? You dad, let's do it, girl.
Speaking of, you guys, so we said we started the sex challenge, right?
Yeah.
We have completely failed.
Well, but I traveled for three. I was gone for 3 days.
I know. I'm about to be gone for 3 days, so.
But we about to get it on today, get it on tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And Thursday morning, heck.
Now, that's a bit ambitious.
It ain't ambitious.
Okay. Are you going to answer that question? What do you want? Or do you want a new question?
What do I want? What do I want? I want a British accent. I would love to be able to talk like this all the time. I can't do it.
Is that British accent, though? I don't know. Who
give me a spot
that?
Of tea. Can I get a spot of tea? Or like...
That was better. I mean, I can't do it.
I don't know.
So.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. No, what do I want? I want
world peace.
World peace. Yes, world peace. Can't we all just get along? I think I want to, I think I want to wake up every day and have this feeling of, like, just full feeling of, like, what's the right word? Contentment. Like, in what I'm accomplishing in my life. Like, you know, like, not just only in my family, you know, my wife and my kids, but, because I have that, but, like, for me, like, knowing that I'm doing, that I'm living in God's purpose, and I'm doing what God, you know, has designed for me to do, you know, what he wrote in the book about me and what I was going to be doing, that I'm doing that. Because I believe when I'm doing that, you know, when I truly believe and feel like I'm doing that, then I think that I will take pressure off of myself. You know,
that's a good one.
Because every day I wake up, and if I don't get a few things done, then I'm like, oh, dang it, I didn't get those done. Yeah. Or then I'm, you know, it you know, or some days I wake up and I don't want to do a bunch of stuff. I want to kind of chill and relax a little bit. We own our own business, right? But then I feel guilty. I'm like, oh, well, I should be doing this instead. Like, just having this feeling of I'm doing what God has for me to do, and that is important enough.
Yeah, I agree. That's,
you know what I mean? So it's like that peace and understanding that comes from only him.
Only him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, and that's outside of my wife and my kids. I'm good there.
Right.
It's about me internally.
That's just overall you,
as a man that wants to be better every day. Like,
that's a great one. So I want that too. I've started something new. It's called the 5-minute journal. And it's just like, 3 questions in the beginning of the day.
It only takes you like 10 minutes, so it's pretty awesome. 2 questions
at the end of the night, so it's like a space for affirmation. So today in my affirmation, I put, I am more than the list of things that needs to get done.
Preach.
And I will enjoy the day no matter what it brings, because that is an issue for me. Sometimes I get so bogged down with my to-do list that it affects my day if I don't.
You're doing lots of good hand movement, but we're missing some of it.
Oh.
You're doing lots of good hand movement.
Okay. I need
all that hand movement.
You're
okay.
So funny. A lot of times I get so bogged down by my to-do list, and if I don't finish the things, then I feel bad about it. Or, you know what I'm saying? So exactly. I wrote that, like, it's, I am more than the list of things that need to get done.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Like, you know, it's true. You can get so wrapped up in a to-do list that you feel like your life hinges on that to-do list.
Yeah.
And that to-do list has nothing to do with your life majority of the time.
Yeah. That's a good one.
So yeah, that's awesome. So
okay, your turn.
My turn. Let's go.
I like this book.
Yeah, let's go with that book again. So I'm gonna go with let's go with twenty. Start at the beginning.
Okay. Oh, here's the categories. This is a light and easy topic.
Light and easy.
20. What are the advantages and disadvantages of being your height?
Okay, the advantages is I'm not short.
First of all, how tall are you?
Okay, I'm 5'11", which
or
is
5'9".
Which is 71 inches, which Gabriel used to argue with me that was 5'9", and we proved it with an actual medical, you know, personnel.
Don't ask me where I got 5'9" from.
She was like, that's 5'9". I'm like, sweetheart, it's 5'11", sweetheart. And so we got someone to confirm, tell her that she was wrong, and so she's never questioned it again, but it's still a running joke.
It is.
So yeah, I'm 5'11". So I feel like that's a decent height. I mean, you know, I'm just shy of 6 foot. So I'm happy with that. So like, I'm not too short. I'm taller than my wife, which is definitely a bonus. I just think it's a good height. Mm-hmm. Now, disadvantages, I love basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always been a basketball player. So I feel possibly if I was maybe 6'4", 6'5", you know, maybe I would have been a better player even, you know, like, because the style of basketball I play is a style that, you know, unless you're Allen Iverson, Someone that's just truly gifted, yeah. Like just
you could have been the next Allen Iverson.
I mean, yeah, I could have been, but you know, but yeah. So I think that's a disadvantage, you know, in that aspect, you know, being 5'11", being under 6 foot in the NBA is
rare.
It's very rare. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people obviously, and you know, but it's a lot more. It's a lot easier. To play in the league when you're taller, you know, you're able to match up well with people that are gigantic. Yeah, so, okay. But yeah, that's about it. I mean, cause I'm a basketball player, but outside of that,
I like your height.
I like my height. I'm good with it.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I like my height too. I'm 5'3½".
Oh, you didn't say 3/4?
Yeah. Cause I feel like I've gotten taller. I feel like I'm 5'3½".
I love her.
I feel like somebody took my height last week and they said 5'3½". So I'm sticking. That's my story and I'm sticking with it. Okay.
Yeah. She's growing. She just hit puberty. Yeah. So she's growing.
And I like my height.
I do. I love it.
I'm shorter than my husband, which is great. It doesn't bother me. I think the one disadvantage is that
she can't reach the top shelf of the spice cabinet.
I know. I got to stand on my tiptoes. I can't even standing on my tiptoes, I can't even get up there.
Like, I enjoy watching her try to get up there, though.
It has to be so close to the front. But, babe, when he puts the stuff up there, he put it all the way in the back. I'm like, Shawty, you know I can't reach that.
But I enjoy watching her reach for it. And then she's like, can you help? I'm like, yeah, just keep reaching. Keep reaching.
That's probably the only disadvantage. I mean, I couldn't have been a supermodel because I'm not tall enough.
Sweetheart, you are a supermodel. I'm not tall and lanky.
But
you are a supermodel.
Thank you, love. That's all right.
And daddy likes everything that you got.
I'm glad that
it's amazing.
Do. Okay, so that Woo! Was a fun, light. Okay, fun, lighthearted question.
Yes.
Okay, do we want to stick with this one or do we want to go to a different one?
It's your turn.
I really like this book one. This book.
Okay, we'll pick
what
it up.
Is this other one? 300 questions to get people talking. Are these numbered? Yes, they are. How many? Oh,
300, sweetheart. We are Sparta.
Let's go with number.
Number?
250.
One page off. All right. What do you most often think about when there is nothing pressing to think about? So when you're not thinking about work or money or something like that, what do you sit and think about?
Oh, that's a good question.
Me.
I don't know about that, but I don't know what it's like to not have anything pressing to think about. Like
deep.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, I feel like my mind is always going with something. It's usually always what I have to do, what's next, blah blah blah. Like, I'm trying to think of the last time I just thought about something.
That's a good one. I don't know.
And I'm not sure that I can give you an answer. I don't know. I mean, you know, if you daydream or something, but daydreams are always random. Like, you never, it's not like you can really control. I mean, maybe you can control, but I don't ever control what I daydream about. It just kind of happens.
I would say that I can answer that question.
Really?
It's either like travel.
Yeah.
Like a place that I'd like to go or like for us to go. You know, like, so being on the beach, right? You know, I kind of like, it's almost like daydreaming. You know, I end up thinking about being on the beach, you know, like just hanging out in the sun. And,
really?
Yeah.
I never think
about
that.
You in a really nice, small bathing suit. No, sir, I think about these things.
Do you really?
No joke. And then, yeah, I mean, that's.
Is something wrong with me? Am I not normal for not, like, thinking about random stuff? I be thinking about paying these bills.
I would,
what can I do next to earn some old money to pay down this debt?
I would not marry you if you were normal, sweetie.
Thanks. Is that a compliment?
Yes, it's a compliment.
Oh, okay.
You're extraordinary, Shawty.
Extraordinary.
Isn't
it interesting how people say things differently?
Extraordinary.
You just extraordinary.
Yeah, you extraordinary, okay?
Sounds way better when you say extraordinary.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's a good question. Okay.
Good question. Okay. My turn. Or your turn.
I'm going to go with 69.
Babe, I feel like you need a new number. You always be going for 69.
It's a new book, though.
What country that you've never been to holds a special place in your heart?
What? What country that I've never been to holds a special place in my heart?
Yeah, I got an answer for that.
Country that I've never been to that holds a special... Well, yeah, I mean, but I'm sure I know what that one is.
Exactly. So it's kind of like the same thing.
I've been to a lot of countries, sweetie.
You ain't been to all of them.
Well, no, that's what I'm trying to figure out which one.
Boo.
Boo.
I've been to a lot of countries.
I would say...
I've been to a lot of countries.
I'm extraordinary. I'm extraordinary.
You ain't been to that many.
Let's see. Someone mad over here.
You ain't got that many stamps on your passport.
Not my new one. Let me see. What's... this is a tough question.
Well, I'll give you my answer.
I mean, yeah.
Spain.
Okay.
Just because... It's just always been on my wish list, my bucket list, to go to Spain. Yeah. And I don't even know what part of Spain. Just anywhere. Just take me. Let's go.
I don't know.
And I think I've always loved it from just studying Spanish in school. Like, ever since I started learning Spanish, I don't know, Spain was just, like, the thing. Like, you know, they had the... What is it, the exchange trips where you go and like live in Spain and all of that stuff. I wish that I would have done that. But yeah, it's just always been in my mind since then. No. Like I gotta visit.
I don't know. I can't think of it right now.
Yeah. I heard though that it wasn't, I've talked to people that have been and they, I've talked to some people that loved it and some people that weren't impressed. So it's always one of those things where you have to go and experience it for yourself.
Yeah.
Because you asked me, I wasn't impressed with Paris, but some people love it. It was more the people than anything that I wasn't really impressed with.
You know what? You know what? I will say, I guess probably Israel.
Okay.
Now, I have flown into an Israel, you know, like an air base in there in Israel.
Oh, really?
But I didn't, but we got off just on the tarmac. We didn't actually go in anywhere. So... technically, I didn't really do anything there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to. I think, you know, just the history.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that'd
the
be
history.
A great place to go.
Yeah, like that would be, you know, to go see, you know.
That would be great.
That'd be pretty awesome. So yeah. I would say that would probably be a place that I really, really want to go. I don't know, you know, it holds a special place in my heart, obviously, because you know, I love Jesus. But I mean, you know, there's, I mean, that's probably
that's a good one.
The simple one. All right. So
next one.
Which book you want, Shouty?
Did I just do this one?
Yeah, you said this one.
I picked the number?
Yeah.
Or I picked, oh, we both did.
We both picked one out of there.
Okay, let's go to the other book. The one that don't have no numbers. It's not numbered, I don't think.
It's not, yeah.
What are the little categories? I feel like this one has categories, I think.
Introduction, as Gabrielle said. The latest scoop, childhood and school, family and friends, fun and sport, habits, love and sex, outlook, politics, spirituality, and work.
Sheesh. I don't like these categories. Outlook? I think that's on my...
Okay. That's boring. These are all bad. This is a bad book.
Do I think helmets should be mandatory on motorcycles and bikes? Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
absolutely. Although, caveat, I don't like wearing helmets when I ride my bike. I just think helmets are uncomfortable, and I have a lot of hair, and I just don't care for it. I feel like bike riding isn't as bad, like if you're just bike riding around the neighborhood. But it is still dangerous because you could still, like, you could still have an accident. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like I'd be more lenient on an actual bicycle versus a motorcycle. Like, you can't pay me to get on a motorcycle without a helmet. You couldn't pay me.
Oh, my goodness.
None of them?
These are bad.
Okay, well, okay, let's go to a different category. Family and friends. You're supposed to just pick one, babe. These You're reading bad. Them all. They're all bad. All bad everything. Throw the whole book away.
Okay, what three instructions would you leave loved ones on getting through life successfully?
What three things? Go with your gut.
Go with your gut slash trust your instinct. Trust your instinct.
Because I think a lot of times we second guess ourselves. And I don't know. I feel like that gut feeling, that instinct is there for a reason, you know? So, yeah, that's one of them.
Okay.
Another one would be don't get caught up in other people's opinions.
Good.
Because they don't mean shit. Like, literally, it's amazing how they can, other people's opinions can be crippling. They can be hurtful. They can be just so many things that can slow you down unnecessarily.
When they really don't matter.
When they don't matter at the end of the day. So that's one. And then another one is, what is it? Just to get through life?
Yeah, just to get through life successfully.
Treat people how you want to be treated. Be kind.
Golden rule.
Mm-hmm. It'll get you far.
No, it's true. So, yeah, I think that's good. Those are good ones. Mm-hmm. I would say for me, obviously the ones she said, you know, those are all good. I think that... trying to think of, like, anything that, like, those are all just really, really good. Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, any ones that stand out. But, I mean, I think that believe that you can do anything. Believe that you can do anything. And,
it all starts with the thought.
You know, and believe it enough to go work for it. Don't worry about what anybody else has to say about it. If you want it and you believe it, go for it. Don't matter if your family's not backing you. Doesn't matter. Like,
it really doesn't matter.
If you truly believe you can do something and you want to do something, you know, at the end of the day, regardless of anyone believes in you or trusts in you or agrees with you are your own person, and you definitely take guidance, and you seek guidance when you can, but you have to follow your heart. And then, I mean, cherish each day.
Don't be afraid.
You're so cute. Cherish each day, and then don't sweat the small stuff.
That's a good one.
That's mine for sure.
That is, like, definitely
don't
yours.
Sweat the small stuff. Don't stress over stuff that doesn't deserve stress.
Cannot even count how many times you've told me that. Don't sweat.
It don't matter. Those things don't matter if it's not, you know.
You're right.
Yeah. So just don't sweat the small stuff. And you know what the small stuff is.
Right. We all know.
Most time, the small stuff is what's stressing you out.
I know. Isn't that
if you think
truth?
About it.
That's so true. So true.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Good one. Okay.
Okay.
So I want to go back to
this one. This one is a good one. Yeah, this one, we found a winner. Winner, chicken dinner.
Yes.
We'll have to put the link in the show notes in the description box.
Okay, let's go with 820.
It's a 20, yeah.
It's a good number.
Spiritually speaking. What do you like least about religion?
Ooh, that's an easy one. What do I like the least about religion is all of the Bible-thumping people that walk around judging everybody because they feel that they're not as good as Christians as they are. Like that, you know, they're a better Christian or they follow Jesus better because of this or because they can quote the Bible from front to back. Like, none of that crap matters. Yeah. What matters is what's in your heart, your relationship with God, your relationship, your walk. Because at the end of the day, guess what? You can't judge me. I can't judge you.
Yeah.
Only God can judge us.
Only God can judge. But there is the other side of that where in the word it says that as Christians, we are called to judge other Christians. So it's like a fine line there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but I always take it to, like, if I know you, it's different than me judging a stranger. And maybe not even judging, but like if I see something in you or that you're doing that probably isn't the right way, yeah, or going, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's my duty to let you know that.
I agree with that.
And I think that people take that and they just, like, everything doesn't fall under that. There's definitely judgment.
Yes.
And then
there's a,
like,
line that you cross.
Correction. Yes. Or, like, hey.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah. I think people just throw everything under judgment. Well, you know, under. Does that make sense? Yeah. And it's like, no, exactly. That's extra.
You're being extra. Like, yeah. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And some of y'all might be that person.
Probably so.
And, but my thing is, yes, constructive criticism is a good thing. It's because usually that means it's coming with some kind of care and compassion.
Yeah.
And even love, possibly. But the judgment I'm talking about is thinking that you're holier than I because for whatever reason.
Because you don't sin the way I sin.
Because you don't sin the way I... Because what? You still sinning, bruh.
Exactly.
Like, you still sinning. We're both sinning.
Right.
And so I think those type of individuals give following Jesus a bad rap.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about the people that are just extreme with it.
Yeah.
You know, because, and that's what... I think that's, you know, because I've talked to people that like, you know, no, I don't go, I mean, I ain't going to church, man. All these people, all they do is judge and tell me I'm living life wrong. And
Christians give Christianity a bad rap.
You know what I'm saying? It's true. And I just want people to just think about what they say or what they type, how they react, you know, take themselves off of a pedestal before they go and give advice to someone.
Yeah.
And that includes pastors and people that are, you know, at the pulpit every day. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody is on this pedestal.
Yeah.
Like, we all have to remember that we're all humans. We all make mistakes. We all sin. We should all be helping each other to get closer to God, not judging each other away from God.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I mean, I think I'd have to say the same with religion and just all of the rules, like the unnecessary rules, like.
Yeah, you know, there's some interesting.
There's some. I mean, they're all over the place. The rules, like, religion can get real, real, real strict. Y'all know. And some of that, I just don't believe that it's necessary.
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
Good one.
Okay. What's your number? Maybe one more.
Yeah. Let's see. Final question.
Question. See, when you say question, it's so much better than question.
We gotta make it a good one. Let's go with 847.
All right.
Is that another spiritual one?
Yeah. We do a different one.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with 347.
Right. What was a childhood delusionment you experience?
Disillusionment.
Yeah, thank you. What was a childhood disillusionment you experienced?
Hey Siri, what's the definition of disillusionment?
Disillusionment means a feeling of disappointment resulting from the discovery that something is not as good as one believed it to be.
So what is one disillusionment? So I guess something that I thought was going to be great in childhood that necessarily isn't the best.
Yeah. What was a childhood disillusionment you experienced?
That's a good one. I was about to say adulthood. Period.
Yeah. The real world.
I think that when you're young, you just have these just, oh my goodness, I couldn't wait to be an adult. I couldn't wait to be grown. I couldn't wait to be just doing all of the things that I felt were cool or like just amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, when I'm an adult, I'm just going to be doing this and can't nobody tell me nothing and da 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 da. But it's so different than that. But when you're a child, you have no idea. Mm-hmm. What comes with being an adult, what responsibilities are, what it's like to fend for yourself, to take care of yourself, to get married, to have children, to take care of them. Like, you have no idea what it's like to just have to owe somebody every month. I gotta pay this mortgage every month? Exactly. Like, I actually gotta pay these bills? Like, literally, I think adulthood, and I feel like this is true for everybody. When you're young, you just think adulthood is gonna be grand. And not that it can't be. It's a lot of responsibility that you don't think about when you're a child. You're just like, nobody can tell me what to do. It's gonna be awesome. And then life happens and you're like, yeah, this wasn't so awesome. I'd go back to college in a minute.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, in college was, you know, I had some responsibility, but still it was like this bubble.
Bubble, yeah.
You know, like your own little, you know. So I promise you, college was probably one of my favorite parts of life. Probably college and then like right after it. But yeah, it's about the 20s, man. But when that life hits you for real, it's like, ooh, can I go back?
Yeah.
All I got to worry about is homework. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say for me, I would just say like just looking back, I think for me, looking at everybody else, well, everybody else that I knew, you know, looking at their childhood made mine seem like an disillusionment. like, what the heck is happening over here? Like, so for me,
that's a good one.
For
though.
Me, I can say adulthood. I'm still happy I got out of childhood. Like, I'm like, because, you know, like having to, you know, being evicted multiple times, being, you know, moving all of the time, you know, having very little food sometimes. Like, she always be laughing at me. Like, you know.
And this, I'm so sorry. I am not being insensitive, but I don't know what it is about the way Babe tells the story. But every time he talks about being evicted, I cannot help but laugh. And this is not even, like, I'm not laughing at you being evicted. I just don't know what it is, but every single time he brings it up, I think it's the way he tells the story. Yeah. Like, I always go back to him telling me the story. And I don't know if you've ever shared this before, but do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, well, we had got evicted from our apartment, and so I'm sleeping in the car, and then the car gets repoed. They're trying to repo the car as I'm laying in the car.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. It's not funny. I am not laughing at anybody who has ever experienced this.
It's just like...
It's just funny the way Babe tells the story.
Yeah, no, it's something that we had between us, so...
And this is the first time he ever told me, because it came out of nowhere. It was like years after we had been together, and I was like, for real? It was just,
yeah.
So I revert back to that every time he...
No, she does. It's funny. We both crack up at it. I crack up at it now. I think that's why, for me, it's just, that's not what childhood's supposed to be. You know, as a child, you shouldn't have to, you know, move and pack things so much and not feel at home at all. Like, you know, you should have some sense of home, or, you know. And so for me, I didn't even have close enough relatives. Like, my brother was close enough to where he would come pick me up sometimes on the weekend, but nobody was in the same city.
Yeah.
Nobody. So, like, it was literally just, you know, there was no escape. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I think, that was, so childhood was disillusionment, because I saw everybody else, you know. So where I thrived was, where I thrived and I felt normal was when I was playing basketball or I was running, because I was always like one of the fastest kids and I was always a good shooter.
Yeah.
So I think, but I always had the crappiest clothes, cheapest clothes. So it was just, but where I fit in, where people wanted me to be a part of something was sports. So and that had nothing to do with my parents, so I think that's why that felt good. I mean, I think that was it for me. So opposite of yours.
I know, that's interesting.
Thanks, Gabriel.
I like these questions. Don't you guys like these
questions? These are good, y'all.
We're gonna definitely keep that book for the question of the day segment, because that one's a good one. So okay, let's get into Ask Gabe and Babe.
Do you have one?
I don't have one handy, but I can get one pretty quickly. Okay. I think that was supposed to be your job, but
it wasn't. My bad.
It didn't happen.
Your bad. I mean, my bad.
We have an Ask Gabe and Babe from a gentleman.
Q.
And I hope that it's okay to say your name. You didn't say to keep it.
We didn't say your last name. So as long as you're not the only Q in the entire world.
You're not. So shout out to you, Q. And he says, what's up, shouties? Hey, I'm a 20-year-old male, and I'm thinking about marrying my girlfriend of 2 years. We both are currently in school, and she graduates undergrad in May of 2021, and I graduate the year after. If I propose, we would plan to be getting married in June 2021. She is great in every way, but the only thing I am nervous about is that we won't have the finances to have a comfortable life. I currently make $24,000 a year while in school, but it will increase once I graduate with my psychology degree. She will be an elementary school teacher, but will not start working until August of 2021, which is a couple months after we would get married. We are dating intentionally, so we talk about marriage pretty often, and we are also saving ourselves for marriage. I haven't talked to them personally, but she has told me that her parents are adamant about her not getting married till she graduates from her master's. Can you guys give me any tips or advice on what you would do in this situation? So,
it's a good one.
That is a good one. So, yeah. Q is 20.
2 years with his girlfriend.
Yep.
And graduating in 2021 and 2022 with both.
No, both in 2021. Right?
No, he's the following year.
Oh, yeah. He graduates the year after. Okay, yeah, you're right.
I think you're thinking the right way. It seems like you have a very you have a smart approach. You both have a smart approach. You know, you're dating intentionally with, you know, which I think is a good
thing.
Kudos
to you for that.
Yeah, dating intentionally. Like, look, we're not just here to mess around. We want to, you know, potentially build a life together, and let's work towards that. I think that because what I think that happens when you do that is you start making decisions based on each other's feelings and based on the relationship, not just individual selfish reasons, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's good. I love the fact that you're saving yourself. That's
commendable.
That's commendable. You know, just being, you know, being 20 years old, you know, I mean, that's just commendable. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I think that's amazing. So, you know, good job for that. I mean, I think that you guys continue to have those conversations. Here's my thing. I think that if you guys are working towards marriage and you have a plan, for getting married and what's going to happen after that, I think that The money piece is important, but again, if you're building this relationship and you feel like, you know, coming into 2021 that, you know, marriage is the next step, then I think it could be okay, right? You know, as long as you guys are working together, finances are, you know, working together, you guys making decisions together. Right. And, you know, I would say wait for kids. You know, I would say, you know, get married, get established, you know, wait for, you know, for kids for, you know, until you get a little bit more established and get your, you know, everybody gets their job where they want and they're, you're making the money that you need to, you know, to support a family.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think that, as Babe said, like finances, that is something that you can always change. Like, there's always an opportunity to make more money, and you're on the path to make more money. So it's not like you guys are out of school working in the jobs that you have and you're just like, this is probably what it's going to be for a while. Like, you can see, you know, future projections of how your income will increase. And I think that that shouldn't be the thing that stops you if you guys are ready. Now, what I will say is, are you both ready? Because I know you said that you guys are dating intentionally and you're talking about it, but you just want to make sure that before you pop that question, know that that is going to be a yes. Like, because you mentioned that she's adamant because of her parents
about not getting married until she graduates with her master's.
So it's like, is she adamant that she follow her parents' wishes? Or is she okay going against that? Because that's a big thing. Like, speaking from somebody who, you know, I listened to a lot of what my mother had to say, and a lot of her opinion influenced the things that I did. So you just got to make sure that she can detach herself from that.
Absolutely.
And that she's not going to be doing what they think is best for her, but being able to make the decision of what she feels is best for her. That's my only concern, is that you guys talk about it enough to make sure that you are on that same page before you even get to proposal, because I don't want you to do that and she'd be like, well, I still kind of feel like I should, you know, well, my parents, they think I should wait, so I should wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't want it to come to that.
Well, yeah, and also, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's okay.
Yeah, what I was going to say is with the parents, too, is like what you're leading right into something else is that, you know, as you know, as the man, you're going to want to go and ask, you know, the parents for
their blessing.
Their blessing, right? So if she doesn't have her master's, then that's got to be something that, that you guys have discussed and she's already told her parents, that she is going to, you know, still get it, but she's ready to get married.
Right.
So I think that that's something that, you know, because you don't want to go, hey, I want to marry your daughter. Can I get your blessing? Well, she said she's going to wait till her master's.
Exactly.
So the conversations need to be had and understanding needs to be there, so that you can get the blessing because that's important. I got it from her mom, because mama was the.
She was the one. She was the one.
mama needed to give that blessing.
Yeah.
And so, but it's important. Mm-hmm. So you were leading right into something that I want to make sure they get. Yeah,
that's definitely important. But I also, I think that it is okay if you do wait. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to feel like it has to be like now or never. You are 20 and people get married every day at 20 and they last for decades. But some people don't. And I'm not trying to be negative, but 20 is really, really young. It is totally okay if you guys continue to build towards that path.
Build that foundation, yeah.
And build the foundation and wait until you're both out of school or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It is okay if you do decide to do that. I don't want you to feel like it's now or never. Like you have to ask her right now. Or, you know what I'm saying? Just because 20 is really young.
Yeah, putting the ring on it doesn't make the love grow automatically. It doesn't mean like, you know what? I've got a ring on it. Our relationship is 10 times better now.
You still have to build that foundation and continue. If you don't work, at it.
If you have that same intention until you both finish your master's or until she finishes her master's and you're both working in a good job that you enjoy and you figure out where you're going to live ultimately, then you can get married at 25. It doesn't matter if you're still building that relationship.
It can go either way.
It can go either way, but I think that it seems like from your email that you guys are being smart and you know that you're going at it the right way, which is really cool. But yeah, there's a few things in there that you just want to think about. You don't rush just because society tells you you should rush.
Right.
Or because, but also if you feel it's right and you both are ready, then you know, go with.
That's the key. And you both are ready. Honestly, like at the end of the day, cause we can give points for either side, like, you know, but if you guys are both on the same page, I think that that's what matters the most.
Yeah.
Making sure you guys are like, you know what, this is a plan that we want to move forward with for our lives. And then you proceed however necessary, just making sure that she doesn't get blindsided by the question. You don't get blindsided by her answer. Just prep it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you ever watch those people, all these videos where folks be proposing to people and the chick says no. And you be like, you really didn't have any idea that she would say no.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't
I always think about that. Like, you really thought that she was going to say, I feel like before you about to, and I, you know, I've never asked anybody to marry me, but I feel like you got to be pretty darn sure before you pop that question.
Yeah. You got to know that there is a chance there that feeling.
I mean, I guess I did tell you.
Exactly. No. Yeah. So let's not talk about that.
I told babe not yet because we had talked about it.
I knew in that moment that, you know,
it wasn't going to be a no.
That it wasn't like, no, I don't want to marry you. It's right. that you definitely, like, I could marry you. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, there's some things that have to change. Like, you know, stop deploying overseas and, you know, like, be here in the States all the time. Like, so there was things. But yes, I knew that she wanted to marry me, that she wanted to be with me. So I think that that's something. Yeah, if you know this, you guys know.
You guys talk about it. I just want to make sure you're completely on the same page.
Yeah, have to be on the same. You have to be on the same page. Exactly.
Cool. Hopefully that helps, Q. You have to keep us updated on what you decide to do. I'm sure all the peeps would love to know.
Yeah.
So if anybody else out there listening or watching, you have any other questions, dilemmas, situations, whatever you need advice on, and it's just our advice, it's not professional advice, it's just what we would do, Send in your questions.
Yes.
Hashtag yes, Ask Gabe and Babe on social. You can email it to us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. Put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject so we'll know that you want us to talk about it. Like,
and yeah. Q, before, you know, in case you're wondering, Q, I will be the best man. If you, if that's what you're wondering, you're so if that's the next email you're sending is about being me being the best man, I got you, bro. I'm here. I'm here, man.
You're so silly.
No, but I'm no, definitely. So yeah, but make sure you, you know, go over and check out gabebabetv.com, mm-hmm. our website.
Yeah.
You can get up, you know, you follow, you know, obviously the Gabe Fix channel and also Gabe Babe TV from there. Everything's on the website, but you can also
don't
just
go to the website.
She always says
it. I hate it. It needs to be updated. Do we got anybody out there who wants to update this website? It's so funny. It shouldn't be that difficult. And yep. It's crazy because Babe spent 3 months in a
freaking IT course
and he cannot update the website. I'm trying to figure out what you learned, Shawty, that you can't update.
I didn't learn WordPress.
That's the issue.
JavaScript.
He didn't learn WordPress.
WordPress is but at the same time, yeah, it's like query and WordPress. It's like all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, it's the worst.
If I would have known more about coding, we would have never got the website built.
With that
platform.
Done it. Yeah. Well, I think WordPress is pretty universal.
Well, like, I would have used different language in it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't use query and
oh, like, it's the language, not necessarily the platform, but the language.
Yeah, it's the language. Okay. It's
because I'm like, I'm trying to change stuff, and I'm like, I know WordPress is not that difficult.
We were trying to update things on there, but it just wasn't updating. It was really weird. But yeah, whatever. We'll figure it out.
That's a rant for the So if anybody wants to help us out, you know anybody. Send them our way, okay?
So funny.
Because it needs to be updated. But yeah. That's why I'm like, don't be referring people to that old, outdated website. Reagan ain't even on there. That's how outdated it is.
But you can
got a whole two-year-old that has no presence on our website.
But you can go to, videos. It goes to Gabe Babe TV, and you'll be able to see her there. So there you go.
Just go to Gabe Babe TV on YouTube.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Anyway, if you guys have enjoyed this episode, we would love it if you would share it with some of your friends and family.
Yes.
Share it on social. You can hashtag us at Let's Make Out Podcast or hashtag LMO Podcast.
That's right.
Tag us and all of that good stuff. Review us if you're listening to us on any platform, Apple, Spotify, Google Play. What is the other one? There's so many of them. We're on all of them. So, you know, whatever it is you're listening to, if you've not left a review, we'd love it if you'd leave a review.
Because that helps. We appreciate that.
That helps more people to be able to discover us and find us. And we're just trying to grow the family.
That's right. And if you're watching, you know, please subscribe to the channel. Make sure you subscribe, hit that notification bell so you know when a new episode comes out.
Yep. Every Thursday, Shawty. We up in this piece. We've been doing so good with this consistency.
We have.
I'm so proud of us. Oh, and I had one last question for you guys. Would you be interested in a live episode of Let's Make Out Podcast?
Yes.
Would you be interested enough to come to Indianapolis and watch us live?
That's right.
Yeah, because we could possibly be working on that for you
so
guys.
So, what, you can do a poll or something?
So, I will do a poll. I will actually probably put a link in the description box and the show notes if you guys want to sign up to get on the newsletter about it, like, just so we can have your information and let you know when it's coming, because it is coming.
It's coming.
We kind of want to gauge the interest if you guys would be interested in us having it. I feel like our first one, we got to do it in our home city.
And then it also will be like obviously like
a little mini meetup too, / live, you know, Let's Make Out Podcast. So yeah, let us know if you're interested, and if you are, go ahead and leave your email so you can get on the list to get more information about it. All right. I think that's it.
That's it.
It's been a great episode.
Yes. Hope you enjoyed.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye.